Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
'Tis the season to shine with H&M. Discover the holiday collection and find fashionable pieces for your wardrobe or for under the tree. Get inspired and dazzle with this year's glam. From tuxedo styles, bow detailed pieces, impressive prints, and more. From unforgettable looks to unforgettable gifts. With fashion finds to home decor, find it all at H&M. Treat your loved ones and yourself this season. Shop in-store or at hm.com.
A Big Spark Studios original.
Rise, skies of blue, and me huffing glue, I see them too for me. And I think too.
Right, it's going. Hey guys. Hey everybody, welcome back to Unhinged with Chris Clemens, the podcast that I am not only re-wearing the same pants I was last week, but was also just caught in 4K singing. I think it's actually 8K, so how fun is that? If you're new here, make sure to subscribe to Unhinged with Chris Clemens wherever you listen to podcasts. And I don't know, this might be crazy, but give it a little rating and review while you're there. Ooh, who knows? Also, if you want to catch video episodes, we have them up on my YouTube channel as well. YouTube.com/Chris, C-H-R-I-S, not K-R-I-S. I ain't no Kardashian bitch. What is the date? January 28th. Why has January been an entire decade long? I don't understand who, what, when, where, why, or how. But here we are. Oh my God, I'm back in LA. We did that last week. I filmed my very first street interview with strangers. My first one in 2 years. And oh my God, it's out by now, so you can go watch it. But it was so fun, and it felt so fulfilling, and I was, like, really honestly scared because with the 2 years of what feels like distorted reality, I obviously I didn't really talk to many people, let alone, like, any, just because the idea, I mean, I've talked about it on here, but just the idea of talking with people and bringing up, what are you up to? And it's like, nothing, again. I just thought that I would have lost the ability and I just wouldn't be funny anymore or anything. And I don't know if that's the case. I haven't edited or even looked at the footage yet, but it was just so exciting to see that I still kind of had it, you know. It was a little rusty, but I just feel so inferior to all of these, like, people on TikTok and the internet now who are interviewing strangers. And I feel like the game has changed a little bit since I was sitting on the throne. But no, it was just so good. And I hope it turned out well and I'm not overselling it. But we changed up locations while we were filming. We were asking a variety of questions. I don't know. It was just fun. And it was reassuring to be like, okay, bitch, you can still do this. You can still adjust. You can still adapt. And yeah, it was just fun. I'm trying to think if anything else happened. Oh, I got a horrible haircut, but that'll be the rant. Before we get into the rest of the episode, let's do the charitable shout out. I wanted to shout out the Jed Foundation. And if you don't know, the Jed Foundation, or Jed, is a nonprofit that protects emotional health and prevents suicide for our nation's teens and young adults, giving them the skills and support they need to thrive today and tomorrow. And I mean, I've always talked about mental health, and especially with the pandemic, piggybacking off of what I was just talking about, mental health is just something that really now more than ever, I would say, should be destigmatized and addressed. I love the Jed Foundation. I've donated a lot to the Jed Foundation. And when I say a lot, I don't mean like Beyonce a lot. Let's not go crazy, guys. But I just love them. So you can go to the Jed Foundation, or you can go to jedfoundation.org, or the link will be in the description of this episode. But yeah, I just love them. And another thing I love are phone calls from you guys. And that's what we're about to go into next. The segues on this podcast are unhinged. You guys can call 310-844-6459. I just realized that the phone number isn't on my mic stand, and I was like, what am I doing? But you guys can call in. I go on my Unhinged with Chris Clemens Instagram, or honestly, I think I've just been doing my Instagram at Chris Clemens. But I had you guys, just tell me what's up, tell me some new things, ask for my opinion. I don't know. You guys delivered, and we're going to get right into it.
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
This is my first time ever calling, so I'm not going to talk too fast or mumble.
Queen
shit. I'm answering your prompt for this week, saying what you guys have been up to.
Make it good.
So in the span of 72 hours, I fucked one of my exes.
Ah!
I dyed my hair purple, and I got my lips done. And then I saw that Venus is in retrograde, and you weren't supposed to reach out to your exes, but I did it anyway. So, yeah. Love you, love your podcast, and wishing you nothing but amazing things in the new year. All right, bye, love you.
I don't know if I want your well wishes after your... Wait, Venus can be in Mercury? Or in retrograde? Or dick...
Venus in retro.
I have another fucking weird, floofy space thing to fear? Come on. First Mercury, now Venus. Oh, well, I don't have any exes, so I don't know why I'm sweating my balls. I am a modern day virgin. No, I have. Yeah, no, we don't need to get into it. We've all heard. I am not a virgin. Wow, you're going through it, babe. Speaking of mental health, the Jed Foundation. I mean, listen, you're getting penetrated, painted, and what was the third
injected,
one?
Injected, maybe?
Oh, and lipstick. Penetrated part two. Just the triple peep. What was that Disney movie? Princess Protection Program. Next caller.
Like
the shit that is stored in the shit that's stored in my brain is useless, unimportant. What was I even called? Play the next caller. I mean,
hi, Chris. I just came here because you did a TikTok live on accident and ended it really fast. Anyway, moving on. You said to maybe share good news, and my good news is, I'd gone to college. I got into 3 colleges in the UK, primarily Scotland.
Okay, bro.
Getting the fuck out of America, and I'm so excited. I get to go read Greek and Latin literature I'm going to go to London or Scotland, and I'm so excited about it. I don't know. I thought I would share because you gave me European vibes. If that makes sense.
No, I'm just bisexual.
And then I get free healthcare? I'm so excited. Anyway, that's my update. Bye.
Bye. Congrats on fucking university, love. Are you taking a gap year? Anyways, that's awesome. I remember the feeling of getting into college, and I swear to God, I have not had a drug that has made me feel that kind of chemical balance or imbalance that much. Wow, the sentences aren't working out for me today, are they?
No. Makes sense.
Thank you. I'm putting the sense in sentence. There is no sense in sentence. Oh, fuck. Maybe I should join this caller at university and fucking go. I need to go back to like kindergarten. Let's be real. Oh, my God. Yeah, I would love a show. Sorry, I'm completely disregarding your call. Congrats. That's amazing. I want a show. Are you smarter than a kindergartner? And it's just me. challenging fucking 5-year old.
It's like seeing if you can like tie your shoes.
But like, you have to be high.
Color in the lines.
No, I don't think I need to be high to prove that I'm dumber than a kindergartner. But thank you so much for giving me that benefit of the doubt. Oh, God, this is not looking good for me today.
Well, okay, and I did just realize that I think the rest of the voicemails are all advice. They want your advice. So
perfect. Perfect. Because I've only proven to be excellent at that. Let's go.
Hey, Chris. My name is Rachel.
Hi, Rachel.
I do need some advice on my shitty cousin.
Oh.
There's so much to say about him. Like, racist, sexist, xenophobic, homophobic. The list goes on. But he posted on his Snap story about having his fake vax card and literally went out to bars after finding out he had COVID. According to him.
What in the Republican?
My question is, I have a screenshot of him saying that he had a fake vax card. I'm wondering, should I do something with that info? Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. Clearly I do not like the dude, and I would love nothing more than for karma to just bite him in the ass, but like,
honey, it sounds like karma's coming in the name of Rachel, baby.
Does that make sense?
The same color.
Basically, should I do something with that info? I feel kind of responsible. This was a lot longer of a message than I thought it was going to be. Anywho, hope you have a lovely day.
Thanks a lot. Oh, different phone call once again. I mean, listen, you can't ask maybe one of the pettiest people on the planet to fucking... Yeah, you should... You are seeing something. Hello, say something. Hello? I wouldn't go to the cops, though, because I wouldn't be surprised if that's where he got his fake vax card. I also don't understand. We're just hopping right into the rant. First of all, vax cards. Why are they not digitized in the American system? You know, I mean, no, I don't know, that as we can tell by that sentence. But, like, if they can have all of my income and my hair color and all, why can't they do that shit digitally? Why do they put it on something that you can so easily, one, make, two, take a picture of a shitty fake one? Like, it blows my mind. Also, it blows my mind that people are going out of the way to get fake vax cards when you could just get the fucking vaccine way quicker. So much easier. I don't fuck. And then you get a free vax card with it. Like, what the I get the fake ID as someone who had it. It's like, bitch, I have alcohol to drink. Okay? I can't even go there. I don't know who you can take that to, but I don't know. God, that made me so mad. I hate fucking fake vax cards.
Yeah, I wonder how she would shame him. Like, what would she...
I mean, I guess you could, like, take it to a school or, like... I don't know. I'm assuming schools are, like...
Who do you report that
to? Yeah, right? Like, the CDC. Hey, Fauci, I got a fake vax card. Because that's what the girl sounded like. Hey, Fauci, I'm a 19-year-old girl. What do I do? Anyways, let's just go. Every time I do these calls, I'm like, let's just go to the next one. I mean, mostly.
Hi, Chris.
Hey.
My name is Brooke, and
hey, Brooke.
You asked for someone to shoot the shit with you, so I'm shooting it right now, baby.
Shit.
You know, like I always hear when I talk to my friends about influencers or YouTubers that we like, and we're like, oh my God, like I could so picture being friends with them in real life and blah, blah, blah. And I want to know your opinion on that. Do you think that that could ever really happen, that, you know, an influencer, a YouTuber could be friends with a fan? You know, there's so many different levels of fans, whether it's, you know, the low-key chill, like, I vibe with you, or the crazy, I'm going to stalk you at your house while you're sleeping kind of fan. So, yeah, let me know your thoughts on that, and depending on how you answer, be my friend. Okay, bye.
Bye. Thank you so much. My dog is...
What are you
no,
guys doing?
Yeah, why are you riling up the dog? Are you guys fucking kidding me? Hello. Jeez. Bug, get up. Get up. Get up. Bugger. Oh, my God.
I've never seen her do that.
Bug. Maybe can we pause?
Yeah.
All righty, oopsies. Chris had to turn into dog wrangler. what was the phone call? Oh, would I ever be friends with like a yeah, I don't have, I mean, if you're stalking me, my house, my family, my friends, no. Hard pass. It's, yeah, it definitely comes down to like vibe.
Vibes.
But I don't know. Sometimes, I mean, yeah, I guess the short answer is yeah, I would. It just depends on if like we vibe. God, what an what did we all say before the word vibe? Like, what did we say before the word vibe? Because vibe happened in the last 5 years, maybe.
I think the precursor was like energy or like.
No, I feel like energy and vibe, same situation.
It came around the same time.
Get along.
Mesh. Oh, mesh. Yeah. Mesh, maybe. Okay. Yeah, mesh, get along. Yeah, we'd have to get along. This has been a very helpful session for my vocabulary and speaking in general. Yeah, I just feel like I there's some people who have like commented on Instagrams or something, and I just check out their profile and I'm like, oh, they seem cool, and then I follow them. And then we just kind of have like a internet sort of friendship, which I think that is kind of the vibe I go for. I feel like it really helps you suss out the people for a long time. So yeah, I guess. I don't know what I'm saying anymore. I'm just thinking about the fart that I'm really trying not to let out. Loudly, at least.
It. Run it. Let it go.
Uh-oh, I'm scared.
Did we hear it?
Yeah, I could hear it from here, yeah.
At work. I couldn't. You say that like it's across like the country. You're like 10 feet from me. Oh, I could hear it.
Yeah. It was the fart heard around the world.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, that was a good question, though. I thought that you were going to ask, who is that for me? Like, who would I... And I'm like, yeah, I have those feelings, too, of like, hi, would you want to be my friend? And then it's rejection. I'm like, oh. No, it's hot. It's life, baby. Bang, bang. All right, next caller. Let's see what...
Hi, Chris. This is Alex.
Hi, Alex. Why are you...
I'm going on a date tonight, and none of my friends are answering, and I need some, like, support a little bit. Like, well, I need a little bit of...
probably so late.
I need to be hyped up, you know?
Let's get hyped up.
And no one's answering, so I was just wanting to know what you do before your first date. If, you know, if you have a routine or, you know, what do you do to not get anxiety? Because I have a lot of anxiety about meeting someone for the first time. So, if you have any tips, any ideas, let me know. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for calling, Alex. Sorry for judging where you were calling me from. Clearly, you were on the way to said date with windows said down. I would just... I actually, all jokes aside, I wouldn't probably smoke before if I was meeting them for the first time. Well, maybe I'd take a little gummy. Just to, like... I like an edible, like a small... Like, I'll usually take around 30 to 60 milligrams of an edible, of edibles... And that, to, like, really feel a high, I'll probably take, like, a 5 or a 10. Just, you know, it's like that first sip of alcohol where you're like, ooh, I feel good. Like, that's my favorite part of drinking. It's all downhill from there. I would take, like, that much of a gummy, but I think it's important to be present. I think it's also important to go through those situations where you don't feel comfortable and you're almost like, what the fuck am I doing? Because being able to be in those situations and not have your ship sink is so key in life. So I would say, you know, it's fair to be nervous. Just remember, it's fair to be nervous. It's fair to be anxious. It's fair to, like, have any feelings you're feeling when you're meeting someone for the first time and you know you're meeting them and there's a romantic aspect to it. But just, like, remember to not try and, like, morph into what you think they want to be. Did I say that correctly?
Yeah, and they're probably feeling the same way.
Yeah, oh my God. And they're everyone in the first... Like, I feel like on the first time of hanging, first few times of hanging, are only and only thinking about themselves and how awkward they feel. Unless you're a fucking extrovert. Is that a thing? Mm-hmm. An extrovert? Then, I mean, I guess that doesn't apply to you. But, yeah, I would just, I don't know, just remember who you are and carry that let that carry you through. That was probably the most sincere advice I've ever given. Well, I hope you all enjoyed it. Probably never going to happen again. Do we have another?
That was 5. I have a couple more if you want to hear
them. Let's do one more. I'm feeling fresh, fun, and flirty.
Hey, besties. Hey. How y'all doing? How y'all doing? My name's Alex.
Another Alex.
Do you ever have that moment, that funny little ha-ha, when you just start hating all your friends for no reason? I don't know if that's relatable or not, but right now I'm feeling that, and I have no idea why, and I just don't know what to do.
Mental illness, babe.
So, like... I don't know if this is just like a temporary thing or if this is like a forever thing. Should I just get new friends? Should I maybe tell my friends how I feel? I don't know what's going on. So could you just help me out? Thanks so much.
Bye. Alex, babes, Alex. No, you called the right hotline for this one. I live in this state of, and it's so irrational. Like if any of my friends are listening to have even made it this far, it is irrational and it is my problem. It has nothing to do with you. I go through this fucking constantly where I will just hate someone and I have no idea, but it's just like we're not on the same page that day. Like it just, there's some kind of, maybe Venus is in some Powerade or whatnot and it's just soaking, but it's just not, it's not connecting. So I get it for sure. I will tell you to really, and this is like shit I've learned in therapy, and maybe I'll do like a whole episode of like things I've learned from my therapist, because he is, yeah, if he didn't like give me such grandpa vibes, I would be like, he's daddy. Okay. Anyways, God, what is so, I mean.
He's grandpa.
He's so granddaddy. Ew. Oh my God. Therapist, if you're watching, which, Jesus Christ, do you watch? Sorry. Yeah, you have to really understand that it's you with the problem, unless there is an actual thing you can trace this back to. Like if someone said something to you in a way that you didn't appreciate, first of all, I'm not telling you how to feel, but like take a step back and see what is what energy is deserving to meet that scenario with. But if the person did nothing and you're just feeling irrational, please recognize that you're being irrational. I would say talk to your friend, but I don't think it's fair. And I have been so guilty of this with friends in my life where I'm like, oh, I'm just so afraid that like you'll hate me and stop talking to me. And like, but it's like, I can't burden them with that every time I hang out with them. Like that is my own illness. So I would try and look at it from an unbiased perspective and like from both sides and see if it's a conversation is justified. But I don't think it's fair to burden your friends with your own weaknesses in your mental health. Coming from someone who used to burden their friends and still sometimes do. But yeah, I think it's fair and I think it's normal to feel like that, especially with the world going on right now. But I definitely think it's important to check yourself before you wreck yourself. And that is a fart to end it all. Mwah. I have wrecked myself and my puns. Speaking of wreck, oh, what were you gonna say?
And your couch.
Oh yeah, no, the couch is wrecked. I mean, the
it
amount
used
of
to be white.
I shit green. Now it's time to rant a little, which I feel like we've been really working up to this episode. There's a lot to rant about. We're kind of changing it up this time. We're changing up the rant portion. Before it was, we had 4 minutes and 20 seconds to rant. And I was like, that's so funny. 420. And then I was like, God, Chris, I mean, have a personality. And so I've decided to make it like a 1 minute countdown, and I will just rant about whatever is on my mind. And I just think there's too much time to rant with 4 minutes and 20 seconds. So we're going? Three, two, one. Here we go. Dating. Shout out to the caller. What the fuck is going on with dating, and why is it so awful? Like, the people who play games, I don't want to play a game. If I want to play a game, I'd play Catan, okay? Do you see me sitting at a table sweating over a board game? No. I hate it. It's just like this, like, I'm not going to respond, but then I'll comment and match with you and oh, my God. I mean, give me a break, okay? If you have something to say, tell me. And that, oh, conversely, when people are like, oh, blah, 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 moo, 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 and then they ghost you, I'm like, what the fuck was that? Trash. Hate it. Waste of time. Why do we care so much about it? I don't think we need to reproduce anymore. There, said it. Next up, haircuts. We're getting back to that one. The fucking Lord Farquaad teen biopic I look like I'm starring in is unacceptable. This the same person who cut my hair, I went to like, not super cuts, but it might as well fucking been. And oh my God, I'm so mad. She was cutting my bangs. Oh, she goes, well, I'm cutting them along your hairline. What white man wants anyone to cut a haircut along the hairline? I thought I was going to burst into tears. She's taking my bangs and putting them up and cutting them. And I'm like, oh my God, I don't even know how to fucking cut my hair. And I know that you shouldn't be doing that. Anyways, I'm ready. I'm like this motherfucking close to going back to a shaved head. I am over this. And is that a minute?
A little over.
Oh, a little over. Thank God. You should have stopped me. I mean, I am going through PTSD all over again. And then you have to pay at the end? Oh, my God. Just fucking take my car, run me over, and steal my wallet like a normal person. I'm so pissed off. And then people are like, well, your haircut's not that bad. Okay, if you have to say that, maybe it's not bad. I forget what one of my friends told me yesterday. They were like, oh, my God. I need to find it because... Or maybe I can't even, like, say it on the air.
I wonder if anyone's ever, like, halfway through a haircut been, like... Because, you know, just like you're saying, like, you know it's bad. Like, do you stop? Do you just say, hey, like...
Or if you... Oh, no, I thought about yesterday. Yeah, someone has been through halfway through a haircut and wanting to bow out.
I don't know, but do you say, like, has anyone ever, like, pulled the plug and been like, all right, like, we're done here?
Are you asking me? I don't know.
Okay. I've done that with color before.
I've stopped the haircut.
You've stopped a haircut?
Yeah, I just said like, oh, yeah, I'm good. Thank you. This is great.
Well, that's another thing. The lady kept asking me after I was done. I quickly was like, okay, yeah, this. There's a certain point in a haircut where it's just like, you know, it's like the Titanic. Like, half the boat's underwater, and it's like, you know, what are we going to do? So that's exactly how, I was just like, okay, it's happening. We're going to lean in. I mean, not like lean in, just like, you know, like lean in. I was like, okay, we'll just, I was just like, okay, can you thin out the back? Oh my God, that's another thing. I get really big clumps, like when I wake up or like whatever, like the top back of my hair before it goes like down to the neck, like the top of my head gets so bulky. So I ask her to, I always ask to get the back, like top thinned out a little so that it isn't as fucking bulky. So I asked this person to do it. They start doing all of my hair. They started going to the front, the bangs. And I was just sitting there and I'm like, oh my God. One thing I'm always sensitive to is telling someone how to do their job. I just hate when people do that to me. I don't want to ever do that to someone else, especially when I don't know anything about. I mean, if you've watched literally any of my YouTube channel, I don't really know what's going on in most things, let alone with hair. So there was a point where I was just like, I just need to be done. The hair will grow. Maybe I'll shave it off. Still haven't figured it out. Thank God, though, I went stoned. Oh, my God. I mean, thank God. Oh, my God. I fell asleep in the chair. And then I wake up. Nightmare. And I was horrified. I was like, oh, and another thing is the fucking foot rest at the bottom of the chair. All of the hair falls on your feet. What the fuck is that?
Were you wearing sandals?
No, I was wearing shoes.
Oh, but it gets...
First of all, don't call them sandals. They're slides or flip-flops. Sandals, I hate as a word. Like, it's worse than moist, in my opinion. Sandals? Ugh. I don't know why. That's like a new revelation I felt, is that... I guess the visual I get of sandals are like the cracked, nasty fucking feet with just all of these like BDSM straps. Like, I'm just, ugh. Ugh. No. Anyways, that was, there was an encore. Today I'm finally saying fuck it to the lawyer team, the legal team. And, oh, I know you just clenched your butthole a little. It's okay. I can say that I'm talent. we are doing prank calls today. And I have wanted to do this for, in fact, so long. But we've had Oh, what?
Oh, I just had an idea. I wonder if you should prank call the salon or no. Oh.
No. No.
Okay. All right. Sorry.
Continue. I don't know if that's a good idea. No. I appreciate the enthusiasm, though. I like really felt it. No, don't. There are no bad ideas, just stupid people. I was thinking about myself when I said stupid people, if I'm being perfectly transparent. I was like, oh, and then I realized I just called you stupid, huh?
For the listeners, Sam just walked off.
Yeah. For the listeners, Sam just Hulk-moded. Yeah. She's the Hulk. Ah! You play, oh my God, the old free-for-all sound. Do you still have it? No, it's okay. We don't need to.
Wait, press a random button.
Oh. Everyone's clapping because Sam's leaving. Anyways. No, it did like the wah-wah-wah. Oh,
okay. She blew it.
Anyways, we're doing prank calls. We're going to be a little vague with these because I don't know why lawyers get their panties in a knot over this. I'm so sorry, guys. Truly, I'm sure you're great people. If you have, do they watch this? Do they have to watch this? They do. I love you guys.
We're not here right now.
I'm not here right now either. I've dissociated 30 minutes ago. Anyways, we're prank calling. We're going to bleep names and venue names or...
Nouns.
All
nouns.
All nouns. Oh, my God. Anyway, we'd have, like, the next... fuck, I was going to make a joke about some DJ would have the next album, but it's... Anyways, I don't know any DJs. I was going to be like, oh, that'll be, like, the next... Diplo album, because it'll be like beep 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 beep. Okay, that one didn't land, and thank God it's recorded and broadcasted to the internet. All right, the first place.
What?
Cut that out,
guys. We are on meth today. Just kidding. Okay, the first place we are calling. Oh shit! I need a star 6-7. This bitch. Oh, I should have had these like gassed up on a thing ready to go. Also, I know that this sounds like I'm bagging on you, Jake. Why do you put periods in between numbers instead of dashes?
Just to be fancy.
It's not fancy, though, because you can't call the fucking number. But you can't, like, click it. If you use the...
remember it, right?
No, I just had to look at this number, like, 5 times. And I still didn't even get it right.
It lets me call on my phone.
Well, it doesn't on mine. Anyways, okay, I don't have to put this on speaker.
No, don't put it on speaker.
All right, guys. Oh, my God. We have it all set up.
It's your Bluetooth.
Yeah, okay. The Bluetooth is...
Associates cannot confirm in-store availability or insurance coverage of COVID-19 over-the-counter testing.
Oh, wait, what?
What did you do?
I just typed in the passcode to my cell phone.
Medication.
On the keypad.
Oh, no.
.com/COVID-medication.
What did I just call?
.com/COVID. To schedule a COVID-19 vaccine appointment,
this is already a fucking nightmare.
.com/COVID-vaccine or .com/COVID. We welcome walk-ins for COVID-19
so much bleeps during this.
On a first-come, first-served basis. Subject to
why
vaccine
is this guy so loud?
No!
Please, just let me talk to someone.
Invalid entry.
Kiss my
face. Hola, Espencia en Español. To schedule or modify an existing vaccine appointment, press 1. To see if this pharmacy location is administering the COVID-19 vaccine,
did you write down
press
the
2. Pharmacy? For information about COVID-19 digital vaccine records, press 3. For information about authorized COVID-19
antivirals. I swear to God, I'm going to lose my mind.
I don't think we can call something that corporate. It's going to be, like, so long.
That was crazy. Can we un-not bleep that company name?
Can we un-not bleep?
Yeah, because
can we not bleep because we weren't calling? That was too funny. I mean, that was too funny. Are you kidding? Okay, so we're going to try somewhere else. And this is... a furniture store. How vague.
Hello and welcome to is committed to protect and respect your privacy. Read the privacy policy .com.
I will be sure to read that.
And how we collect data from you and how it will be used by us. As a result of the increase in COVID-19
next,
cases,
you
strongly encourages that next, all customers wear a face covering, even if fully vaccinated,
next
while visiting
you will
our
be
location.
Sent to the lab in
for
a cryogenic.
For the latest COVID-19 safety measures, please visit your local store page. If you are a business customer and have a valid business ID, press 1. For stock availability, order status, and store hours, press 2. For support to buy and general information, press 3. For support after your purchase and return policy, press 4.
Oh, I'll do 2. I don't know what that is.
For stock availability, press 1.
Oh my God.
For store hours, press 2. To track your order, press 3. Visit us online and select find a location for current hours, directions, and information. To receive a text message with a
I'm going to kill store- you. Oh my God, it's like so hard to just fucking call someone.
I think we need to call a local business.
I don't want to do that to a local business.
Call
a local business in a place you don't like.
Oh my God. Okay, let's pause. I'm gonna shoot myself. Bug. Sorry to interrupt this incredible podcast where I'm speaking so eloquently, but I wanted to thank the sponsor of this episode, which is Dadgrass. As you guys know, I love me some Dadgrass. If you don't know, Dadgrass is legal, organic, smokable hemp that relaxes your body and mellows your mind. I've talked about it a bunch of how I love smoking Dadgrass during the day because it calms me from all of the anxieties that come from work. But it doesn't get me fucked up, feeling high, all of the stuff that's for after work. All Dadgrass products are federally legal for ages 18 or over, and it ships right to your door anywhere in the U.S. And right now, Dadgrass is offering our listeners 20% off your first order when you go to dadgrass.com/unhinged. Again, that is dadgrass.com/unhinged. There was really some kind of flow in there. Anyways, go there, get 20% off your first order. So go enjoy your Dadgrass, and it's like having a glass of wine, not the whole bottle. So yeah, chill out without getting stoned with Dadgrass by going to where? That's right, dadgrass.com/unhinged. Now back to the episode.
This episode is brought to you by the Weather Channel app. Did you know the app can help you forecast more than just the weather? With allergy tracking and flu risk mapping. So you know when to stay inside and load up on podcast, as well as air quality and UV indexing. So you know when to get outside, load up on sunscreen and podcast. Forecast more of what you love with the Weather Channel app.
Alrighty, we're back. This has been the episode of A Million and a Half Stops. This time was brought to you by Booger. Booger, I have to shit, Chris. Take me out now. That's where I was. Anyways, I'm just going to call a grocery store here in LA. We're going to pray to God that this... Oh, God, I forgot a star 67, but I guess it's fine. Please don't have... Oh, my God, already beautiful. There is no recorded monologue.
Thank you for calling. We are open every day, 6 a.m. to 1 a.m. For the bakery, please press 1. For the deli department, press 2. For the floral department, press 3. For meat and seafood, please press 4. For the produce department, press 5. For store information, please press 7. To repeat this menu, press 8.
I think I'm going to do other departments, meat and seafood. Okay.
One moment, please.
What am I doing? What am I doing? Hello? 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 Hello?
I need to see what I'm up to.
Hi. I just went out to the parking lot just to get something out of my car, but I noticed that in aisle 4 where the baby food is, there was a pile of shit. I don't know if it was a dog or a human. I just wanted to make it aware. Yeah, and I don't know if it was... Wow. Aisle 4, it might have been 14. I don't really... Sorry, I'm going to come back in the store. I'm just moving my gorilla back into its enclosement.
What?
Hello?
Yes?
Oh, sorry. I think I lost you. The service in the parking lot's not great. I'm coming back in the store. I can meet you in the back if you want, but there's a pile of poop. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard you.
Oh, okay. And I just figured I'd tell someone.
Okay, I'll let someone know.
All right, do you want to transfer me, or?
Sure.
All right, perfect. This guy is like, what the fuck?
Are you muted?
Yeah, of course I'm fucking
I feel
muted.
Like he would consent to be on the podcast.
Hey, would you want to be on the podcast? Do you want to sit on this green couch in my living room? Is he walking the phone up himself? I mean,
who's he transferring you to?
I don't,
the duty department?
Yeah. They're like, oh, Marsha, this one's for you.
We have a doo-doo.
Someone they don't like.
The doo-doo task force.
This guy's just going through the grocery store looking for some dude on his phone.
He's probably wandering the parking lot.
Yeah, he's like, gorilla enclosement? I don't even know where that came from.
You threw him a curveball.
I mean, I threw him something. I don't really know what it was. This is, like, not as fulfilling as I thought it was going to be. I feel like I waited for this day to prank call on the podcast so much, and I'm like, oh, this sucks.
That's the first one.
I mean, it's the third one.
Well, the first
we did call to...
Your associates, it's the top of the hour.
What did you say? Oh.
Department associates, please clean and sanitize your workstation.
There is shit on the floor. Please sanitize your workstation. Oh my god, I mean, he's transferring me to a different state. He's like, later, bitch. What else should I say? I cleaned it up with a fork.
Tell him it might have been your gorilla.
T. It might have been my gorilla.
Say you slipped and fell in it.
I went to my car to wipe it off me. Oh my god, ew.
And you're wondering who's going to cover the dry cleaning costs.
Oh yeah, your shoes.
Yeah, my shoes are covered in.
You guys are killing it. This brainstorm sesh is. This is like taking too long.
He might have put you through, like, he's like, I'll put him on hold.
All right, I'm muted again. Oh my god, I am freaking. This is like the ring of death. I'm like, please, no one pick up. Please, no one pick up. Oh my god, my heart is pounding. Oh my god, I mean, someone answer the damn phone.
I just wonder who they're transferring you to.
To Walmart. They're like, this is one for you. All right, I'm just hanging up. What are we going to do? Make the poor listeners already, like, held at gunpoint listen to more of this fuckery? I mean, all right, the next one I'm calling is a crystal store here in Los Angeles. I just felt like this one would be fun for my soul, you know? So I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play a super zen chica who's an actress, maybe a singer also, maybe a triple threat. We're gonna find out. Oh my god, I'm sorry, Navies. Hi, is this the store where I can buy crystals?
Yes, we do sell crystals here.
Oh, incredible. So I'm kind of new to the whole crystal thing. I just moved here to the city, and I'm really trying to, what's that word that starts with an M?
Manifest?
Yes. I was just trying to manifest getting a role for a movie, and I was just wondering, like, is that something I get crystals for? Do I burn something? Yeah, I know these might be stupid questions. I just...
No, don't worry about it. Honestly, there are a lot of different things you can do. If you wanted to, if you come down to one of our locations, one of the people working here can, like, walk you step by step through what you should do, what you can get, and kind of help you feel out what you are more attracted to with working.
Oh, incredible. And how many locations are there? I thought there was just this one.
There's actually a lot. They're all over LA. If you actually look up, like, our website, it has all the locations on there.
Oh, work. Yeah, I just need something that will really attract this role. And I'm also, like, a singer, so... I mean, I might be a triple threat, but I'm not really sure. But I just need something that... Oh, hello?
Oh, I'm still here.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard you laugh. I just am needing something that will, like, I don't know, just bring good vibes, you know?
Yeah, of course. We have a lot of things that could help you with that, honestly. Like, definitely a wide variety of candles, crystals, oils. There are many products that could help you with that. And we could definitely narrow it down if you came in and worked with someone.
Okay.
Like, one-on-one.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah, when you say candles, do you mean, like, scented candles or, like, spiritual
candles? They're actually, like, kind of spiritual. They're intention candles, basically. Like, we have specific ones, and we also have plain ones that you can make yourself.
Do you have one?
Put dressings on it.
Do you have one that, like, is for, like, the Oscars or, like, an award show that I could get?
Not specifically, but we definitely have candles like Success or Road Opener or we don't have very specific ones like that, but there are ones that could help you manifest that.
Okay, and I can, like, hone the manifestations through certain candles?
Kind of, yeah. You manifest the things you want. Like, with intention candles, you sit with them beforehand and let them know what you're trying to manifest specifically.
Oh, so I should have brought this to the audition. It was 2 days ago.
I mean, you could also light it after. Like, it's all about, like, basically with manifesting, you don't even have to use other tools. Like, just, like, the thought process of, I got that role will help you manifest.
Okay,
it.
I'm going to try. I got that role. I got that role. I got that role. I got that role.
Yeah, just like that.
Okay, and so I don't need a candle for that?
You don't necessarily need a candle for manifesting. Manifesting can be done in a lot of different ways. It can be done through journaling. It can be done through verbal affirmations.
Oh, wait, journaling? I journal. Oh my gosh, I had no idea that was manifestation.
Yeah.
Wow, oh my gosh, I'm so shook.
Yeah, there are a ton of different ways. Honestly,
how do you manifest?
It's definitely, I personally do a lot of candle work. I also work with oils a lot. But that's just my personal, like, I know that way of manifesting works best for me. I also work with the lunar cycles, like the full moon and the new moon.
Oh, well, I heard Venus is in retrograde, so be careful. Don't talk to any exes. No, it's true. Don't laugh.
Definitely, yeah. Also, Mercury is in retrograde, too, which is very frustrating.
It is again? I thought it was, ugh.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty, well, I'm going to go smoke a joint and journal and meditate, or manifest. And thank you so much for all of your help. Have a truly spiritual day. Thanks, babe.
You too. Good luck.
Mwah. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, if that was you, you deserve the Nobel Peace Prize of Patience. What? Are you okay? Okay, well, that just got someone on set to spit up their drink. So I'm honored. Wow. I mean, shout out to her. What? I would have hung up fucking 8 years ago.
I got that role. I got that role.
Me at dinner when I see the bread coming, I'm like, I got that role. I got that role. I got that role.
She was so sweet.
So it was like so hard to be enjoying how fucking stupid that was.
When you call her out for giggling after you said triple
Both
threat,
times.
So
the
fucking funny.
Silence. I was like, bitch, I could be a triple threat, okay? And you're laughing?
Oh, sorry. I thought I heard you laugh.
Did she not laugh?
Yes, you did.
I was like, I don't think so, Miss Ma'am. I don't.
I hate this.
You hate it?
No, it just makes me feel bad.
Why? I'm not making any of these people feel bad. Am I?
No, I don't think so.
Alrighty, next up, we are going to call a construction store, but it's like a hardware kind of vibe. Did that give it away? Oopsies. But here we go. Who did that?
Thanks for calling the Van Nuys. This call may be recorded.
Uh-oh.
Tell me how I can help. You can say things like check product availability or what's my order status.
Speak to representative. You're going
to
see.
To connect you to the right person,
Karen so
briefly
fast.
Describe what you're calling about.
Wood.
I'll connect you with someone who can help with wood in the lumber department.
This is going to be a nightmare.
Thank you for calling. This is going to be Please wait nightmare. While we transfer your call to the next available representative.
At the we're all about the next generation. The next generation of home improvement materials. The next generation of tools. The next generation that's riding in that shopping cart you're pushing around. Please keep the kiddos buckled in and don't let them ride on the stand in the basket.
Like I am
displays,
on
running through the
D-R-U-G-S
store,
motorized exclamation
are also
point.
A no-no.
Please also a no-no? What safe. Are we listening to? Like... I feel like I'm playing NASCAR or something on, like, PlayStation. There's this old NASCAR game I used to play when I was a kid, and oh my god, it was the shit. I would always drive backwards and hit all the cars head-on so they would die, and then I'd win the race. Because it was, like, fucking 200 laps or something, so I would just go in reverse and just head-on collision every car, and then I won. Suck it, Jeff Gordon. Anyways, that song sounded exactly like the theme song of that game. How many people are calling lumber right now? I mean, oh, well, I guess a lot of people need lumber.
There's a lumber shortage.
I know that. I was just, that's why I was mostly talking to cover the fact that I was letting out a giant fart.
The next great project starts in your cart. Be sure to use
the next,
right
hey guys, if you didn't know,
kit.
The next great project starts
lumber
in your cart.
Lumber or sheet goods should be
it's
placed on a
child.
Lumber cart. Heavy or bulky items like tile
like having sex
should
in
be placed
car.
On a flat cart.
That's a project.
And remember,
he said cart.
If you can't reach a product or it's too heavy,
yeah, that makes
in,
a
in
lot more sense.
In the cart, you're pushing it around. It makes
so much more sense. That makes so much more sense. I was like, wow, no-nos. Next project starts in the car. Lots happening here. Except this phone call. Everything is happening but this phone call.
Did you know if your home
I don't
is built before
need
19-
another
All
fun
our representatives are assisting other callers at this time. Your call is very important to
I don't
us.
Think it is,
Please
Susan,
line,
okay?
Because
if it was, you would transfer
me. Received.
Website for more information. How doers get more done.
How doers get more done?
It's not Santa coming to town that makes the holidays.
It's not Santa. It's the holidays are over!
Your call is very important to
no,
us.
No, it's not.
Please stay on the line, and your call will be in the order it was received.
I'll happily give them a fucking...
At the we're all about the next generation. The next generation of home improvement materials. The next generation of tools.
I mean, they're just talking about fucking...
We're
the next generation. What? Next gen. What?
Don't let them ride on the end or stand in the basket. The first step in any home improvement project is loading smart. Was committed to your safety, including the safe transport.
Okay, we're hanging up. All right, we're doing the next one.
How can I help you?
Hello. I am building a shed with my kid. He kind of thinks I'm a loser, so I'm trying to do something a little impressive. And we're kind of stuck at a little crossroads. Because one of the beams we have isn't really fitting into the measurements that we've cut for it. So we need to come by and get maybe like some hot glue sticks. Do you have those?
Yes, we do.
All right, great. And then do you have any knowledge about how to assemble a shed?
I don't, but the other employees do, so there'll be someone here so you can talk to Peter. It would be a good person to talk to.
Great. If you could pass me along, that would be excellent. Thank you.
He's at lunch at the moment.
He's at Balenciaga?
I'm sorry?
He's at Balenciaga?
He's at lunch.
Oh, at lunch. I was like, okay, wow, he's chic. all righty. And then... Next up, do you guys have shovels and tarps and rope?
Yes, we do.
All right, great. And then finally, plungers. I need about four of them. And do you have four in stock?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, amazing. And then, sorry, I'm just running through the checklist. Do you guys have hard hats?
Yes.
Okay, and how many do you have in stock and what colors?
Yellow and white, and we usually have two of each.
Do you have pink by chance?
No.
Okay. Hold on. Can you just tell Chloe that we can't do the pink? Alrighty, thank you.
And then do you have signs that say three-legged dog lives here?
No.
Okay. What about two-legged dogs?
No.
Okay. Shit. Do you know where I could find one of those? Like one of those like house for rent, but like, or like watch out kids playing, because we have a three-legged dog who loves to get out, and he just, it's like those fucking outdoor cats where they just are like with nature. And, but it's.
Probably like Staples. And I think they also custom make signs if they don't carry them. I think they custom make them. So you could, you'd probably be able to find it there.
Like with a staple? Like with a stapler?
It's a store. It's called Staples. It's all office supplies.
Staples. Okay. Oh, and it's spelled like a stapler?
Yes.
Okay, great. All right, you've been very helpful. Oh, do you guys have toilets? I'm so sorry.
No, no toilets.
No toilets. Where can I get one around this area? Do you know?
You would have to look for like a bigger store, like Lowe's.
I tried calling them, but they weren't answering. So that's why I'm calling here. Okay. I might just come in. When is the guy getting back from Balenciaga?
He should be here like around 2.
2 Eastern time or Pacific?
In 30 minutes.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye. This is just proof that women should run the world. They are so patient. They are so patient. That was also the stupidest fucking thing. She was just so... That's why I think you need a bigger fucking place that has, like, more to offer. Because I'm like, oh my God, what do I even talk about at a... Blank Hardware. I said blank. That could be the name of a hardware store here. All right, I'm going to call one more because this is just prank calling at which one? I was just looking for that! Oh my God. I was literally...
I didn't want to interrupt you.
Just looking for that exact venue.
Well, when you said a places that have a lot of things.
I literally, oh my God, that is either a really funny sign or a really scary sign that we're all off the deep end. I'm calling one super far away.
You could pick one in any town. We should have to do LA. Do Fresno.
I'm going to do Texas.
Can we pitch shift his... No, we can't. I was going to say it'd be funny if we pitch shifted his voice to sound like he's on helium. And you're like,
hey,
I got a bunch of balloons from you guys and my voice won't go down.
I'd have to, yeah.
I'm on a helium tank. Now I can't stop talking like this.
Does that sound convincing?
Not bad.
That's pretty good.
Really?
You sound panicked.
I'm on a helium thing and now I can't stop talking like this. I'm really scared. My doctor said to call you to ask what was in it.
No, that I feel like is gonna do what you just said, people.
Oh, yeah, that's dangerous.
Like, I don't want people to freak out like they, like, cause someone to, like, ruin their life. Come on.
You could ask them what the side effects of their helium.
Yeah, what would it...
Hi, so I'm just wondering what the side effects of your helium are, because I've had this for 3 days.
Does that sound like a helium?
It sounds like Marcel.
I don't know what that sounds like.
Hi, I'm lost in the store, and my mom left and said find a new family. So what do I do?
That I can't do. That's like a walking intrusive thought. Alrighty, next up we are calling a store that I got most of the holiday special from, if not all.
Thank you for calling Sherman Oaks. We are located at...
Hi.
Is that good?
Yeah. Hi.
Higher?
Can you go higher?
No.
Hi. Hi.
What's the highest note you can hit?
Oh, I am so sorry. That also hurt me.
Hi.
This is so dangerous. Fuck.
What's the lowest note you can hit?
What?
What's the lowest note you can hit?
Hello.
Hello.
Can I help you?
Hi. I bought a helium tank from you guys, and I haven't been able to stop talking like this for 2 days.
And I'm kind of freaking out. Do you know, I threw the box out, what is in the helium?
Give me 1 second.
Thank you.
You have to control your laugh because
I thought you were muted.
No, I'm not a DJ. I mean, I could only pray to have that kind of Instagram presence.
Is this what they do? They just like put you on hold if they don't want to talk to you? Because this grocery store did too.
I did that
at the pizza place.
Oh my god, yeah. When I worked, I was like, hold on 1 sec, I'll ask someone, and then I just would like put it on hold and then I would hang up. It wasn't my restaurant.
Hey, I was wondering if you had any Halloween caught, and the person's like, there's no helium here. Hello, so something just happened. It's much deeper. It just dropped.
No, I'm like, I need to be more panicked. I need to be more panicked.
Oh my god, that's like really good. I do feel like I'm giving myself nodes. Or like whatever that shit in Pitch Perfect was, nodes. Nodes? Are we saying the same thing, but we just can't hear each other?
My headphones are weird.
Oh, so you don't want to listen to me. Oh my god, that is such a cute way to listen to music with someone. They could just rest their head. Oh, except that kind of hurts my head. Like, Justin could lean on your head. That is so cute. This is why I needed a camera on you guys. While we're waiting for this person to finish their therapy, code Chris20 hustle. Glug, 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 glug. No, I mean, I do actually drink it, but I need to buy more because this is my fourth to last one. Luckily, I have code Chris20. All right, this lady definitely just put in her 2 weeks, and by 2 weeks, I mean quit on the spot today.
You want to call back?
What?
You want to call them back?
Definitely not. If I have to sit through this fucking marimba again. Ah! They pulled a Chris Clemens working retail!
Damn.
I am not even mad because I respect that game. I respect that game. Not in this moment, but in the bigger picture I can. I guess that was all we can do. Oh, wait. I thought of the ultimate prank call episode that we are going to do in the future, and it won't be bum like this. Oh my god. I'm going to have you guys send me phone numbers of people that you know in your life and situations that a stranger wouldn't be able to know about. And that's how we'll do the prank calls. Hey, this is Susan from the school administration. We actually found that you cheated on a paper. And so we're going to have to either talk to your parents or you can do community service around the school. Like, oh my god, that would be iconic.
But then at the end, you review.
But then at the end, I'll be like, just kidding. Your friend Kim wanted me to call you. I'm a no one. Bye. Like, I think stay tuned for the, like, this was just like the softcore prank call. Wait till it gets hardcore, baby. It always gets better at hard. Chris, stop this conversation. Now it's, before we close out this episode, it's time to share some of your secrets.
I'm here
and
with some secrets.
That is me.
Oh, you scared Booker.
Okay, I mean, this is a nightmare.
Let's do that again. Sorry.
No, it already happened.
It's all good. Oh, can you move that laptop, please?
Will the camera move?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Did you mark it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Thank God you marked it. Yeah, well, guys, never a dull moment on this production, am I right? You're so close to being done, too. This is definitely the podcast that is, like, titling this podcast. You know? Like, Unhinged with Chris Clemens. Watch episode 27. If you are confused why it's named Unhinged with Chris Clemens. Anyways, this is the part of the show where you guys submit secrets, which the link to that Google form is in the description of every episode. For those listening, I am so sorry. We had a camera move, the owl was just whipped at me. There's just a lot going on, which is why I don't recommend watching the video, but you'll get a lot more clarity when you're watching the video episodes. But you guys submitted some secrets that you've never revealed, And, oh, and these are quarantine secrets. Revealing your quarantine secrets. Ooh, that's a good title. Maybe it's the title. And we'll save the prank call one for a new episode. Alrighty. First up, quarantine secret. During quarantine, I fucked more people in 1 week than I had in my entire life. I see why that one was kept a secret. Hopefully you were social distancing. It's because you were still in this.
Just kidding.
Imagine I just go off on this person that I don't even know. My quarantine secret is that I haven't gotten COVID yet. Insane, right? I prided myself on that so big until I got it. Anyways, next up, I only watch gay porn, male on male, and it turns me on. I'm a lesbian. I'd love to see Chris Clemens naked. That was out of pocket, whoever included that in this roundup. No, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't. I eat the puss that comes out of his... Oh, 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 oh. Oh, wow. Oh, my God. Oh. 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 These are not pleasurable moans. I know they sound like they might be. I read this wrong. I eat the pus that comes out of a zit when I squeeze it.
Yummy.
No, don't encourage that. That is repulsive, repugnant, and reputably disgusting. In quarantine, I learned I'm a lesbian, a husband, two kids, two dogs. Wait, you're all of these? I learned I'm a lesbian, a husband, two kids, two dogs.
I learned I'm a lesbian, period. And then she learned it.
Well,
after.
You wrote a comma, so.
That's what they wrote.
Oh. Well, why don't you fix it?
He didn't try to help
me. Yeah, he didn't try to help me out at all. Booger might be in the shot. Don't care. It's a gift either way. All right. I learned I'm a lesbian, a husband, two kids, two dogs, one cat, five chickens, and a bearded dragon later. I get it. Thank you for fucking helping me out on that one, making me look like I can't read when I was, in fact, reading it correctly. That's never happened. All right, the last secret before we round this hot mess up is my bestie's older brother paid me $100 for nudes, so I'm $100 richer, and I feel like the most powerful woman on earth. All right, so who's going to tell her about OnlyFans? Or him? Or them? Because you can make a lot more than $100. Anyways, well, I don't even know. I'm just going to end this one here, mostly because there's nothing else left, but... Also because I have nothing else left. So thanks so much for watching or listening to another episode of Unhinged with Chris Clemens. As always, subscribe wherever you listen to or subscribe to my YouTube where we have video episodes. And be sure to rank and review this on Apple Music and other places as that helps us out tremendously. It's not just me. There are other people here who have families to feed. So love you. Kisses. Mwah, mwah. Please don't unsubscribe. I know this was not a great episode to end that with, but please don't. Please. Okay, bye.